Washington, AP, the Democratic-controlled House Ways and Means Committee voted along party lines on Tuesday to make parts of Donald Trump's tax returns public, a move that could provide new insight into the finances of a former president who broke political norms by refusing to release the information on his own. The level of detail that will be revealed is uncertain, but lawmakers said they expect it to include 6 years of Trump's tax returns and 8 affiliated companies. Some sensitive personal information would be redacted. While an initial report on the committee's work was issued later Tuesday night, the tax returns themselves may not be released for several more days. The release is the culmination of a years-long fight between Trump and Democrats that has played out everywhere from the campaign trail to the halls of Congress and the Supreme Court. Democrats on the Tax Writing Ways and Means Committee argued that transparency and the rule of law were at stake by voting to issue a report that legally rests on questions about how the IRS audits the wealthy. Republicans countered that the release would set a dangerous precedent with regard to the loss of privacy protections. "This is about the presidency, not the president," Committee Chairman Richard Neal, DeMass, told reporters. Texas Representative Kevin Brady, the panel's top GOP member, said, "Regrettably, the deed is done. Over our objections in opposition, Democrats in the Ways and Means Committee have unleashed a dangerous new political weapon that overturns decades of privacy protections," he told reporters. Trump has long had a complicated relationship with his personal income taxes. As a presidential candidate in 2016, he broke decades of precedent by refusing to release his tax forms to the public. He bragged during a presidential debate that year that he was smart because he paid no federal taxes and later claimed he wouldn't personally benefit from the 2017 tax cuts he signed into law that favored people with extreme wealth, asking Americans to simply take him at his word. Tax records would have been a useful metric for judging his success in business. The image of a savvy businessman was key to a political brand honed during his years as a tabloid magnate and star of The Apprentice television show. They also could reveal any financial obligations, including foreign debts, that could influence how he governed. But Americans were largely in the dark about Trump's relationship with the IRS until October 2018 and September 2020, when the New York Times published 2 separate series based on leaked tax records. The Pulitzer Prize-winning 2018 articles showed how Trump received a modern equivalent of at least $413 million from his father's real estate holdings, with much of that money coming from what the Times called tax dodges in the 1990s. Trump sued the Times and his niece, Mary Trump, in 2021 for providing the records to the newspaper. In November, Mary Trump asked an appeals court to overturn a judge's decision to reject her claims that her uncle and 2 of his siblings defrauded her of millions of dollars in a 2001 family settlement. The 2020 article showed that Trump paid just $750 in federal income taxes in 2017 and 2018. Trump paid no income taxes at all in 10 of the past 15 years because he generally lost more money than he made. The articles exposed deep inequities in the U.S. tax code as Trump, a reputed multi-billionaire, paid little in federal income taxes. IRS figures indicate that the average tax filer paid roughly $12,200 in 2017, about 16 times more than the former president paid. Details about Trump's income from foreign operations and debt levels were also contained in the tax filings, which the former president derided as fake news. At the time of the 2020 articles, Neal said he saw an ethical problem in Trump overseeing a federal agency that he has also battled with legal filings. "Now, Donald Trump is the boss of the agency he considers an adversary," Neal said in 2020. "It is essential that the IRS's presidential audit program remain free of interference." The Manhattan District Attorney's Office also obtained copies of Trump's tax records in February 2021 after a protracted legal fight that included 2 trips to the Supreme Court. The office, then led by District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr., had subpoenaed Trump's accounting firm in 2019, seeking access to 8 years of Trump's tax returns and related documents. The DA's office issued the subpoena after Trump's former personal lawyer Michael Cohen told Congress that Trump had misled tax officials, insurers, and business associates about the value of his assets. Those allegations are the subject of a fraud lawsuit that New York Attorney General Letitia James filed against Trump and his company in September. Trump's longtime accountant, Donald Bender, testified at the Trump Organization's recent criminal trial that Trump reported losses on his tax returns every year for a decade, including nearly $700 million in 2009 and $200 million in 2010. Bender, a partner at Mazars USA LLP who spent years preparing Trump's personal tax returns, said Trump's reported losses from 2009 to 2018 included net operating losses from some of the many businesses he owns through his Trump Organization. The Trump Organization was convicted earlier this month on tax fraud charges for helping some executives dodge taxes on company-paid perks such as apartments and luxury cars. The current Manhattan District Attorney, Alvin Bragg, told the Associated Press in an interview last week that his office's investigation into Trump and his businesses continues. "We're going to follow the facts and continue to do our job," Bragg said. Trump, who refused to release his returns during his 2016 presidential campaign and his 4 years in the White House while claiming that he was under IRS audit, has argued there is little to be gleaned from the tax returns even as he has fought to keep them private. "You can't learn much from tax returns, but it is illegal to release them if they are not yours," he complained on his social media network last weekend. _Kinnard reported from Columbia, South Carolina. Associated Press writers Michael R. Sisick and Jill Colvin in New York contributed this report. Josh Boak, Brian Sladisco, Lisa Mascaro and Meg Kinnard, The Associated Press. JPG, caption. Documents arrive as the House Ways and Means Committee holds a hearing regarding tax returns from former President Donald Trump on Capitol Hill in Washington, Tuesday, December 20, 2022. AP photo, Andrew Harnick, greater than.